Hello, everybody. This is Paul Taubin from allaboutgratitude.com. And today we have a very special guest speaking with us. We have Cheryl Seiler. And Cheryl, are you there?
I am here. Thanks.
Excellent. Excellent. So you have a wonderful and terrific website called growbloominspire.com. That's growbloominspire.com. That's you, right?
That is me.
Excellent. So before we start talking about some of the things that we're going to be talking about, tell me about the website a little bit. Where did that come from, the name?
The name kind of came actually about because I wanted the word bloom in it, because I had been told once that one day I was going to bloom and do all sorts of awesome things. Grow, Bloom, Inspire, it's kind of a place of encouragement. So it's a place where we talk about what you say to yourself really does have a lot to do with the way you feel and look at things. And so I say it's a place to grow out of negative self-talk, fear and loneliness, and to bloom into a positive, confident woman and inspire to love yourself and to pay it forward.
Okay, so even though it's bloom into a confident woman, it's yes. Still, guys, I mean, I certainly get a lot of good stuff out of it.
Which is true. I think because I am a girl, I tend to talk to the girl, and I like to... I think I resonate that, but the topic itself is so true that everybody, that negative self-talk and how it can just kind of really bring you down without you even realizing that you're doing it, really.
Okay. And I also like with bloom, how you described it, that somebody told you that you will bloom someday. And I think that's not just a one-time thing. I think that's something that everybody's given the opportunity to bloom, not just once a day, but many times a day if they are so inspired.
Oh, I love that, Paul. That's good. I'll have to use that again.
Oh, okay. Sure. Feel free to. We could just talk about your name probably for an hour at least. I think it's great, you know. So we've actually, I was trying to think, how long have we known each other? Probably for a few years, right?
We have.
And definitely. When we first met, it was at an event, and we kind of, I was thinking back to this. It was kind of like we were introduced, but we didn't talk a lot. And then at the same event the following time, there's more interaction. And you know, our friendship has grown and bloomed, and you inspire me, like how I kind of fit that into there, right? I think, you know, that's, again, your site is great for all kinds of things, and you can take this into many directions, like our friendship.
Right.
And throughout that time, I knew you before you had the website, but when did you first start helping women to overcome their negativity? Were you actually doing that when, you know, towards the beginning when we're doing this, or when did that come about?
No, I wasn't actually going this direction at all when we first met. It's kind of funny if I think about it, because I originally had the idea that I was going to be teaching scrapbooking to women. I'd kind of chosen that because I love scrapbooking and I love teaching and, well, I love women and, well, I wanted to do something. So I'll admit I started it, but you know, the whole time I was sort of doing it, it didn't really feel like this is really what I was meant to do, or, you know, my life calling, shall you say. But I also have to say that if I didn't kind of even go a direction, I wouldn't be doing what I do now. So that's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of at time, as I said, I knew that I needed to be doing something, but this wasn't quite feeling right, so I realized I needed some help figuring it out. And so, listeners out there, sometimes we do need help from others.
Oh, all the time. People can get help from everybody in all aspects, and, you know, take advantage. Well, I don't want to use the phrase take advantage of it in a negative way, but, you know, use people to help you and help other people.
That's right. So I was just saying, I knew I needed help, so I attended a workshop with a business coach. And Paul, I know you know her well, Michelle
Okay,
Tatum,
sure. Yep, I was there. I remember that event.
Okay. So anyway, on that first day of this 3-day workshop, I volunteered to share my answers to some questions. They were designed to help you see how your uniqueness and how your what your uniqueness was and how that could help your business. So I had gotten up and explained how scrapbooking is what I was doing. It didn't seem right and maybe not what I was supposed to do. And then during the exercise, it came that time for me to share my life experiences. And she was looking for the good and the bad. So I shared that I was happily married to my current husband for 17 years at that time, but prior to that, I had been divorced. And it was a situation where he had a girlfriend, and well, his wives don't like that, and how that had affected the way I looked myself for a very long time, and that how over the last 5 years at that point, I had really recognized that I was always talking bad to myself. Kind of like the stupid knees and can I get anything right? And then it explained how I'd overcome that. And at that moment, it's when Michelle had simply said, well, that's what you need to be doing, reaching out to those women, help them see what you saw. And that's kind of how Grove Women Inspire came about.
So that's
and my change of direction.
So when we first met, and again, that was just a few years ago, it's you were completely in a different direction, in a different place. But all those things which, you know, at the time, even though you weren't sure what you were going to do or if you really wanted to do it, kind of everything had a little stepping stone to get you to where you are today.
That's right. And so, as I said, I'm grateful for those steps that I took because if I hadn't taken any steps, it would have never have led me to where I am today.
Yeah. A lot of times people get stuck in that. They just think, oh, woe is me. I'm not sure what I want to do. This doesn't feel right. I'm never going to figure it out. And just like you said, you had that, all that negative self-talk comes in and you're just like, ugh. And people just like to wallow in that at times and just get stuck. But if you realize that things don't have to be that way, that you can change them, that you have the power to alter the way things are going and to be grateful for where you are and to see that you don't like it. I mean, that's huge.
It is very, it's very big.
And so, that's great.
Recognition is a lot of it.
Recognition of where you are? Is that what you're saying?
Well, sometimes you wallowing in that negative talk that you don't realize that you're wallowing in. And as I said, you know, at that time, I didn't necessarily feel that way. I just didn't know what to do. And so, you know, as I said, that reaching out to someone else with a new perspective kind of for me was key in that situation.
Mm-hmm. It's always helpful to have somebody with a different perspective to take a look at how you're doing things.
That's right.
So from that event, you were given challenges. You were told that you had to do things, if I remember correctly. And is that what led to, I know you have a 21-day course to overcome negativity. Here it is, 21 days of positive thinking, a better attitude, and a happier you.
Well, yes. And so what's kind of neat is actually that was, I wound up going to her workshop the following year after had made some steps with a website. I created a book, and from that second workshop, it's kind of like that next challenge in life with really reaching out in a more interactive way. And so I do have a course out called Overcome Your Negativity, 21 Days to Positive Thinking, a Better Attitude, and a Happier You. And sort of with that, it's kind of 21 days. You just get a quick little lesson or a story that you can either listen to or read, because some people love to listen and some people are avid readers. And then since I know from experience that the act of writing down your thoughts is a powerful thing, we have what I call a guided journal sheet. So it's a journal sheet that has some writing prompts to it.
Okay.
And And sort of to kind of bring my creative side, remember, scrapbooking is my thing. Each day there's a quote that has been sort of scrapbooked, so you can print them out or save them as a screensaver on your computer to kind of have those positive reminders around you.
Okay.
And then each day is sort of designed to get you moving in the direction to see that, see the negativity that may be bombarding you and help you move, you know, onto that happier you. And I say kind of see the negativity because I'm sort of speaking from experience. I like to share with everybody, if you would have met me, you know, even 5 years ago, everyone around you probably would have said that I'm a pretty upbeat person, and I actually thought that too. However, I had done this simple exercise as part of a study that for an entire week I had to pay attention to how I spoke to myself, and I was a little shocked.
Did you have stinking thoughts?
I did have stinking thinking thoughts, and I didn't even realize I was doing it. But because they kind of prompted me to be paying attention to how I reacted to things and how I spoke to myself, it's really where I noticed how I was saying, stupid me. Mm-hmm. And can't I get anything right? Those were my two big ones, like the recording that just was so routine in my head that I didn't even notice them anymore.
And that is a really powerful exercise that people should do, you know, on occasion to see what you're thinking about. When you play the part of the observer to what you're thinking about, so you think about what you're thinking about, that can open up so many doors and so many insights and a lot of self-introspective analysis can happen. And
absolutely,
a lot of times you'll be surprised at what it is, whether it is the negative self-talk, it could be just seeing how you perceive others or your work or your environment, your family or your job, or just, you know, if nothing else, if people just think about that, that could be huge. And I think it's great that you actually provide journal pages that are guided, that people can jot these things down and take a look at it.
Yeah, I just think it's just very important. There's just something about getting those things out of your head where you can see it that just sort of makes things real, or where you have an opportunity to just sort of organize your thoughts and emotions and kind of get that all out.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be bad thoughts and emotions that need to kind of have that light shined on them. Or it can be journaling of happy, joyful thoughts that you just need to be remembering and, you know, putting it in its proper perspective.
So let me ask you this. Your journal pages that you provide, you said you have transcripts of the audio, which obviously people can read. They can listen to the audio and the journal pages. Yes. Are those to be printed out, or can they write on them on the computer?
Yeah, actually they are downloadable for printing purposes.
Okay.
Which is kind of neat, because if it's something where, you know, you may want to do the exercise again a little bit later down on the down the road on your little journey, and so then you're going to be able to print them out again and rework them.
And what do you think about actually writing them down? Now, I know a lot of times people think about writing down as, oh, I can just open up Notepad or Microsoft Word and I can start typing, versus actually writing. And, you know, I personally have a journal that I write in, and I found that, I'm going to stop there since I'm asking you the question. What do you think about writing versus typing? Do you see any difference?
For me personally, I just feel writing it, still kind of that, as you said, pen to paper has a different feeling than writing down your thoughts on the computer. We're in a technical age and we can type really, really fast, and that's great. But I won't argue the point necessarily, but for me, I have my journal and I like writing, which I guess is why I've created what I've created, so that you can write.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you love to write, you said, or do you like kind of a combination of both?
Well, actually, if you were to ask me, the answer probably a couple months ago would have been no. I'm not, you know, I definitely like to type. I like the fact that I can type on my computer, that it can get saved in the cloud, that I can sync it up with my iPhone, that I, you know, any device that I want, I can get to it. But I was actually doing some work and work on myself and, again, looking inside and kind of designing what I want to do with my life and listing the things that I'm grateful for. And I've, you know, I found that writing them out, you know, on this has a more powerful feeling to it. I mean, I've always kept a gratitude journal. I mean, people who come to the site know that. I've talked about that all the time. So just writing down something real quick, or even just writing what you're grateful for, I've been doing that forever. And that's certainly important. But for some reason, when I started doing all this, you know, what do I think is right with my life? What do I think is wrong? How do I want to change? And I started writing that out. It just seemed so, you know, powerful. And I got my favorite pen, and I write with that, and it's just a completely different feeling. And, you know, it's more, I don't know what it is.
I know. I can't put my name, I can't quite put it. That word powerful is exactly what kind of, that's the word that comes to my mind. I guess I think I mentioned that word earlier. There's some power in writing that your stuff down.
Maybe for me also, it could be that when I'm writing, because I'm a slower writer, you said we can type faster. Maybe just the act of writing and slowing things down slows down the thoughts and kind of stops that monkey mind of, you know, just all these different things coming at you and all the different thoughts. And when you have to concentrate on what you're doing, you're really focused.
I think that's a good point. And when you were kind of speaking, I'm thinking, since I use the computer a lot for work purposes, do you know what I mean? I think I associate that a little bit more of just getting the job done. As you said, when I'm
task
writing
at hand.
In my journal, task at hand.
When you have the task at hand, you just want to get it done. So when you're doing something more thought-provoking or creative.
As I said, I tend to be a little more creative. A lot of times in my journals, I can't really draw, but there's random doodles or, you know, I'll edge out a page or.
You know, that's funny. I see some people's journals, or you see images of them where they're doodling and they're writing. And it just looks like artwork. Mine, it's pretty much just writing. And I remember I actually said, okay, you know what? I'm going to try to make it look kind of fancy or whatever. And I started to do it. I'm like, oh, this is not me. Not me. I'm not even going to force it. Let me just let it flow. Let it come through. Let me write. Let me do what I need to do. And yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you shared that with me.
I don't know where it came from, but that's just what it is.
Somebody needed to hear it.
Yeah. And so here's something else. While we're talking about journals, I don't know if you wanted to go down this little rabbit hole, but since we're going down here, you know, when you're talking about journals, there are so many different kinds of journals. Don't think anybody, if you want to get a journal, you have to get anything special. If you're, for example, let's say we're going through your course for 21 days and we print out those, just a simple loose leaf binder would be good enough.
It would, right? Absolutely.
And print them out, punch the holes in, and there you go. And there's all kinds of fancy systems that you can get things to connect the papers or, you know, I had this neat little small journal that had a leather cover that is actually refillable. And, you know, as long as you're using it, that's going to work.
That's right. That's absolutely true.
So there's a lot of connections and overlap, I think, which is why it's great to be speaking with you about this. But here at All About Gratitude, how do you see that fitting into how you're being, you know, improving or not improving, but expanding your positive thinking and having a better attitude and growing, blooming, inspiring?
That's right. Okay, so we've determined that how we speak to ourselves really does play and how we feel about ourselves, and it also kind of trickles on how we filter everything. It It actually kind of reminds me of Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. You know, he makes kind of a
Eeyore.
great example. You know, all these wonderful things can be going around him, but yet Eeyore always seems like it's so woe is me, right? Very, very negative. Yep.
The sun is shining today. Oh, boy. Yeah.
I mean, that's right. I mean, look, Eeyore lives in a great place, right? He's got some awesome friends. He certainly has a lot to be grateful for, but his filters, I tell you. So during my Overcome Your Negativity course, we kind of work through some of the self-talk issues, and then we begin to work on your perspective and the way you choose to look at things. So once again, we work on writing down things in life that we may be taking for granted and should be grateful for. And that kind of includes, like, the gratefulness toward yourself and, you know, what you've accomplished and just your wonderful gifts and talents.
I was once told, or one of the exercises that I did was to come up with a list of 100 successes, things that you're six. And I thought, holy smokes, I don't think I have 100. Like, you know, I'm thinking, well, just start listing anything that's a success. Did you graduate from high school? Did you graduate from junior high? You know, or do you have a family? Did you buy a house? Did you rent an apartment? Did you, you know, just anything you can think of. And, you know, just being able to see all those successes of what you've accomplished, that certainly works on that attitude of what you think about yourself. So that's a neat little exercise as well. And as you're describing all of these things that you just said, I'm thinking, holy smokes, all of this in just 21 days. It seems like it's a lot.
You have to start somewhere. You have to start somewhere. Well, you know, it's just one thing builds a little bit on you know, on the next day, on the next day.
So how much time do you think somebody should spend each day for 21 days doing this type of thing?
So kind of through the course, everybody's going to obviously start from a different spot in life. So I say it's 21 days, but I almost want to say really self-pace it, because you may find yourself on day 4, there might be a topic that you really might want to mull over for a few days. but otherwise, I mean, it's designed to be not so laborious that you won't ever do it. So I'm trying to kind of just break it down into bite-sized pieces. But definitely, if something strikes a chord, you know, I encourage people to take that little bit of extra time to work through an exercise.
So to enjoy the journey.
Kind of enjoy the journey.
And is this something that if I take it and I finish it in 3 weeks or a month,
right,
a couple months, I can go back. I'll be a different person. I'll be in a different place. I could always go through it again.
That is so true. Because we're always kind of growing. And as you said, once you kind of maybe get through some of those exercises, if you go backward, your perspective's in a different place. If you've learned to recognize how many times you put yourself down, well, all of a sudden, maybe that other thing doesn't look so bad. Maybe it was just your perspective and how you kind of filtered it.
So, I like that. I like that. Yeah. And I'm always writing about how you can think that things are nasty around you, but there's always something that you could be grateful for. Right?
That's right. You
could be a miserable day and go, oh, it's so much rain. And you go, well, you know, we needed the rain. The plants, the flowers, it's great. Especially, you know, at this time of year. So.
That's right. Whenever little Blue Jay comes to visit me in my yard, I'm so grateful. Down here in Florida, we only get them at certain times of the season when they're migrating back up north.
So it's a good little timetable for you.
That's right.
I like the point that you made about feeling grateful towards yourself, because a lot of times people will think that you have to be grateful outwards. You have to be grateful for somebody else or for something. Mm-hmm. So how do you personally do that? How do you feel grateful towards yourself?
Well, it's very similar to that exercise you just showed me, you know, kind of all that ways that you kind of recognize that you rock, you know, so we say, you know, so pulling out that pen and paper again and a journal sheet. So, you know, I can just challenge everybody right now to do that exercise, to begin to brainstorm a list of all your gifts and your talents. You know, just fill the paper. And, you know, listening, as you kind of said, you might be thinking, well, that's simple enough. You know, I can write down all the things I'm good at, but it might be a little bit more of a challenge than you think, too, if you try. I know that when I first did that for the first time, you know, a few items came to my mind right away, and then it just seemed like my pen was poised and I'm ready to go, and nothing
And
came to
nothing is
mind.
flowing. It's just okay.
You know, but I realized also when I was doing something would come to my mind, and I would kind of dismiss that as a, that's not a talent. You know, that's nothing special.
When in
So
fact, it probably was.
it probably was. So here are two hints if you decide to try it. You know, take the challenge and write down a whole slew of page full of what your gifts and talents are. So first write down everything, even if you think it's silly and not a talent. So just do the exercise without policing yourself or editing yourself. Just go. And second, make sure you write down those things that people say to you that you're so good at. You know, they might say, oh, Cheryl, you're so good
Ooh,
at. And
that's
you
a good
think
one.
that's not a big deal. So, for instance, I often hear that, oh, Cheryl, you're such a good hostess. Well, to me, I don't see what they're talking about. I just like having people over, and I don't just really see it as a really big deal, but others see those little things that I just naturally do when people come over, and they kind of recognize that as a talent. You know, I would never have thought of, you know, having the meal da 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 so that I could sit down with you. You know, I would probably be still cooking in the kitchen and just little things like that.
Yeah, people
So.
tend to be so dismissive of what they bring to the table. I think most people are brought up to be humble, to not to shine, not to be out in the forefront and say, yes, I am good at, fill in the blank. So when there is something that comes naturally or something that you've just developed over time, right? Just celebrate it. Celebrate that.
Absolutely. Be grateful that you've been, you know, gifted in that area and you're able to share it with others.
Yeah, so those are two great tips.
That's it.
Working backwards, tell people, write down what people tell you that you're good at,
Yes.
because you probably just shrug it off as,
Stuff
yep,
is not
that's
a
what
big
I do.
deal.
That's what I do.
That's right.
And then to basically brainstorm and write everything down, no matter what you think of it, no matter if you
That's
think
right.
it's silly, if it's crazy, if it's not true, if you don't think
That's
that it's
right.
really a talent.
That's right. Just everything. Because then all of a sudden, as you said, once you kind of get kind of rolling, you're like, oh gosh, you know, I am a really cool person. Look at all these awesome things. And that's okay. It's
Yeah,
okay to think that about
absolutely.
yourself.
Yep, because that's going to help that inside self-talk that you're just talking about, right? When you see how great you are and how much you actually do rock,
That's
then
right.
it will just be a snowball and a spiral effect in a good direction.
Absolutely.
So
Absolutely.
I think it's really cool that you've put together this 21-day course where you can actually keep all of this together. Right, so we've talked about journaling, we've talked about writing down this list, we've talked about, all these different things that you can write about, and basically you provide one area, one package, if you will, that people can keep it all together.
That's right. So I guess that's a good way to say, you know, so I'm going to challenge you all to take my course. And with that, discovering kind of what makes you awesome and all the things that you should be grateful for and that make you uniquely you and, you know, banish any of the I wish I could be more likes, you know, just to kind of be happy on who you are.
So if somebody wants to find out about your course, the best place to go look is
Is my website at growbloominspire.com.
okay, so it's growbloominspire.com and it's right there on your homepage.
That's right, and you'll see a shop section also that has it listed in there, and you'll be able to find it really easy.
And if people just want to simply reach out and get in touch with you, they can contact you through your website also?
That's correct. Just fill out the form, and I'll get the email.
Okay, that is awesome. Oh, this has been so much fun.
I'm glad you had me on, Paul. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get to see you guys that frequently, so this is kind of a nice little interim step.
It is.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time. I recommend that everybody heads over to growbloominspire.com and take a peek at the 21-day course. I mean, it's certainly a great way that people, that y'all can just simply get started in, you know, making, I'm going to use the word dramatic changes in your life that are just going to be awesome.
Yes. Thanks, Paul.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye.